Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Project management is one of the most important components of a successful digital transformation. But what exactly makes a good project manager? I want to provide the answers to that here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And project management is one of those things that is very important to a digital transformation, but it's commonly misunderstood as far as what makes a good project manager and what should a project manager do to be effective in their role. And part of the problem with the world today is that with digital transformations, project managers oftentimes end up in that role simply because they have been through a certain number of implementations and they have a certain amount of technical expertise, which is great. That's important to effective project management, but there's a whole host of other skill sets and competencies that are required to be effective and very good at digital transformation and project management in particular. So what I want to talk about today are some of the key skill sets and competencies that you should be thinking about as you develop into a project management role, or if you're looking for a project manager. These are the types of skills that I'd recommend you look for. Now, the first and probably most obvious competency that's important to being an effective project manager is a technical knowledge. And it's not just technical knowledge in terms of knowing hands-on how a certain technology works. So, for example, if you're implementing SAP or Oracle or whatever the ERP system or technology of choice might be, it's important to have some hands-on knowledge with that particular solution and know how the solution works and how to configure the solution and how to integrate and that sort of thing. But what's even more important from a technology perspective, other than the technology itself or the software itself, is understanding technology and how it all ties together. So in other words, looking at things from a solution architecture perspective and really understanding how multiple systems might tie together, because rarely does a company implement just one technology. Typically, they're implementing multiple technologies that need to tie together. So having that vision and understanding of solution architecture and how different technologies might tie together is one example. Another example is understanding data and security and really understanding how, regardless of what technology you're deploying, how would data and security become part of your overall digital transformation? So these are just two examples of things that you want to have in terms of technical competencies in addition to an understanding of the software being implemented itself. So while the technology components and competencies are important, it's probably the least important part of all the different skill sets we'll talk about here in this list. The second thing is business process and operational understanding. That's an example of something that's even more important than an understanding of the technology itself. Someone that can really dive into a business operational setting and understand how different functions within a business work is going to be much more valuable than just understanding how the software can be configured or how to develop the software, whatever the case may be. So having that big picture understanding of what the business needs are, how the business works, how the business could work better with new technology, that strategic and operational understanding is something that's very important, but oftentimes overlooked and underrated among project managers in digital transformations. So in addition to understanding how business processes work and how technology can align with those business processes, it's also really important to recognize and understand the analytical side of business processes and operations, and understanding how processes can be improved, where the weak spots are, where the opportunities for improvement are, and really focusing on that big picture and strategic understanding and analysis of how we can make those business processes better. So it's not just a matter of understanding business processes and how the business works, but even more importantly, how can we make them better using new technology? So that's a really important capability for effective project managers.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
And what I believe is the most important, the single most important skill set and characteristic of effective project managers and some of the most effective project managers I've worked with in my career, it's that ability to have very strong communication and leadership skills. Set aside the technology understanding and even the business process understanding, the operational understanding I've already talked about. Someone that's a very strong leader and can communicate well, I'll take that person's skill set over someone that might be stronger in some of those other areas any day of the week. So what I mean by strong communication and leadership is just someone that knows and understands how important communications is, not just in terms of sending out an occasional newsletter updating stakeholders on where we are with the project, but really getting your hands dirty and understanding with various stakeholders and business people throughout the organization what their needs are, where their pain points are, working with the internal project team, the transformation project team, to make sure that all the pieces are tying together, and really having that strong communication that's very important. And similarly, leadership is very important. Just someone that can take ownership and take a lead and not defer too much to technology or not defer too much to a boilerplate or cookie cutter project plan, but someone that can think very strategically about how we're going to lead this transformation in a way that's truly going to enable business process improvements. So leadership, communications, those are very critical to effective project management. And the problem is most people, or a lot of people, I should say, that are focused on technology have a different skill set and a different personality that doesn't always align with strong leadership and communications. Oftentimes, project managers have very deep technical capabilities because that's the world they came up in, but they haven't developed those leadership and communications capabilities to be effective. So the better you can be at leadership and communications, the stronger and more effective you're going to be as a project manager. Another important characteristic, which is similar to leadership and communications, but a bit different, is just that experience with broad change transformations. Having been through a big business transformation in the past is very important. So in addition to understanding technology and how technology aligns with operations, and even in addition to having that leadership and communication foundation to be successful, you also want to have that background and understanding and experience with big, massive transformations like the one you're about to go through. So having that experience level and having been through not just the technical components of a transformation, but also the process and the people side of things is very important. Now, this isn't to suggest that to be a good project manager, you need to have organizational change management certification or specialization in something like organizational change management. But if you have done change management types of activities in the past and been involved with training or communications or organizational design, that depth and understanding of some of the more strategic aspects of the organization and the transformation is going to serve you very well as a project manager, or if you're looking for a project manager, someone who has that capability is going to be very effective in that role. So really finding ways to develop and demonstrate that change leadership and that change management type of competence is something that makes for a strong project manager as well. Now, in what I believe to be the least important of the skills that I'll talk about here today, but still fairly important, is the whole concept of certifications and having certification around certain competencies that good project managers need to have. And I get emails all the time from people looking for career advice or people that are looking to hire a project manager for their transformation, and they ask me what kind of certification should I be looking for in a good project manager. And while I don't want to be completely dismissive of the whole certification process, what I would say is that while certification certainly can't hurt, all the other stuff I've talked about here today is much more important than any sort of certification you might get. But if all things being equal, you have two candidates that have everything I've talked about here today, certification can certainly be something that tips the scale in their favor. And there's no one standard certification that a good project manager should have, but some examples of certifications that might help you develop some of the skills you need might be PMP certification, for example, which is focused on project management. But beyond that, there's also technical certifications too. So being certified in whatever technology is being deployed could also help you in some ways. Having ProSci certification on the change management side of things can be very effective as well. So these are just three examples of different types of certifications that you might look for. But what I would say just as a summary is to really make sure that you think outside the box and don't just look at the technical or the project management types of certifications. Also look for leadership and change management, communications, and other types of certifications that can help you be a more well-rounded leader and project manager. So being an effective project manager in a successful digital transformation requires a very broad skill set, and that's what makes the job so hard. And that, quite frankly, is why so many digital transformations fail, is because so few good project managers have these sorts of capabilities and skill sets and the breadth of competencies that are required. So when you're thinking about your career as a project manager, or if you're looking to hire a project manager for your digital transformation, really think about the big picture and what is that well-rounded person going to be able to provide to me, and what does that person's profile need to look like to be effective in this transformation. So I hope you found this information useful. I've also included some links below that hopefully will help you in your digital transformation and your career development journeys. A lot of best practices and things that will help you through the journey as you go along. And I also encourage you to feel free to reach out if you have questions about what direction you should be looking at or considering for project management or any other aspect of your digital transformation. I'd be happy to be a sounding board for you as you continue your journey. So I hope you have a great day and chat with you soon.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.